Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Without further ado, we go to the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. We welcome in someone who played many years in the NFL and now is with Fox Sports and FS1, NFL analyst. In fact, got inducted into the Virginia Tech Hall of Fame over the weekend. Had to be quite an honor. Michael Vick joins us on the hotline. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good. And the first question I want to know, and I found this very interesting, you came into the league at age 21, and that is such a young age for a starting quarterback. For anybody to try to make that transition from college. DeShone Kizer's going through it right now. Were you ready at 21, truly ready, Michael? And when were you truly ready if it wasn't that rookie year?
Yeah, I wasn't truly ready at the age of 21. You know, a lot of ups and downs and a ton of things that you have to pay attention to being a rookie quarterback and being so young. It's a lot of detail, but going into my second year at the age of 22, I matured a lot. I watched the quarterbacks around me, and I understood the dynamic of the game and what needed to happen at the quarterback position. So I feel, you know, the pain, I understand the frustration, you know, with young guys. But, you know, it's a growing process, and it takes time. You have to be patient, and then, you know, sometimes you have guys, you know, come in as rookies, Joe Flacco, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, guys who are a bit more mature, spent more years in college, may have been 23, 24 years old, who can handle the pressures of playing quarterback at a young age. But you do have to bear with a young guy and give him some time to grow.
Michael Vick joining us on the show, studio analyst for Fox's Fox NFL Kickoff pregame show airing this Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Michael, so how long does it take to truly figure out how long it takes? How long does it take to truly figure out whether or not you have a quarterback or not?
I would say an entire season. 10 games, you'll see a pattern of consistency, your confidence, a guy who's getting it done and understands what the coaches want as far as accountability in the offense and understanding the offense. And then you start to bounce things off your coach, and you're almost on the same page. So you know when you get to a point where the play call comes in and you were already expecting us or hoping as a quarterback that this play would come in on a 3rd and 3. Okay, I'm looking for, you know, deep daggers coming in. And then you heard a deep dagger call come in, and you're like, okay, that's when you know you're on the same page, you're on the right track with your coach, and when you're finally getting it. So I would say at least 8 to 10 games, and of course, an entire regular season. But, you know, consistency comes with playing and in time. You know, playing multiple games.
Michael, what we've seen, and we're joined by Michael Vick right now on the hotline, what we've seen out of DeShone Kizer is a guy who's demonstrated very good arm talent already. He's made some throws that I don't think there's a ton of guys in the league that can make.
Mm-hmm.
He is only 21. However, he's thrown 7 interceptions. He's 38th in the league in quarterback rating. What have you seen from what you've been able to study when it comes to DeShone Kizer?
Well, I've seen a guy with a lot of potential, a ton of potential. In time, he will be able to get it done, and the Cleveland Browns are not a bad football team. They play hard on defense. They just have to figure it out on offense. The caveat is that they have Hugh Jackson, who knows schemes, offensive schemes, and knows how to attack defenses from all different angles. He's proven it in Cincinnati with Andy Dalton, and I think he has the talent with DeShone Kizer to do some great things moving forward. I think it just has to come with time and a bit of patience from the Cleveland Browns fans. But, you know, great reason to be optimistic. I'm pretty sure that they're putting all the right pieces together that will help this guy along the road, down the road. And they should be excited. They got a young guy playing right now who could be a franchise passer.
Really optimistic. Because I got to tell you, Michael, I almost reached my breaking point. I try to be a little bit more positive than my co-host. I mean, there's no Andrew Luck on that team in Indianapolis. They had every reason to quit. You got Chuck Pagano, who's a lame duck coach. That scares me, Michael. It really does.
Yeah, and certainly a game that I thought competition-based was up for grabs for either team, and the best team on the field that day would win. And it showed. Jacoby Brissett, I think he's in his second year, it's his second year. But you see the maturity in a guy who came in, and he's only been in Indianapolis for maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, and was able to go out and do some, you know, good things 2 weeks back-to-back. So, you know, I will preach this, and I will say it over and over again, just be patient with DeShone Kizer. I think he has tremendous upside, and they have to build around them, and they'll figure it out. Don't be surprised if you see a pattern of them pulling out some tough games in week 7, week 8, week 9. Not saying that they will make the playoffs, but we will see improvement.
And that would be music to the ears of Browns fans. Michael, I think you have great perspective on this in particular. There was a time when running quarterback, you were considered a running quarterback. You probably thought at times that was also a derogatory statement, but Colin Kaepernick, RG3, they had some great years in this league right off the bat. Russell Wilson. But it seems like the league is evolving away from that. Do you think a guy can come into the league and run around and make plays and do it in the confines of the offense, maybe a DeShone Watson? Do you think that can happen right now?
It's going to be tough. You have to pick and choose your spots these days when you run. The defenses are so much faster, physical. The schemes are better. And I think that's in part to what I did to opposing, you know, defenses, you know, in the past years, you know, 2005, 6, 7. And then when I came back, you know, defense coordinators was forced to find ways to stop mobile quarterbacks, and I think they put so much time into it. And because these coaches are professionals, they found a way to, you know, shut it down, you know, in a sense. So guys now have to get their rushing yards scrambling and not from the, you know, wildcat or not from the read option. It's fading away. The defenses are just too talented. You can mix it in here and there, but you can't base your offense around it.
Michael, looking back on your own career, do you feel that you relied on your legs too much?
Well, I don't think so. I think, I did enough in the passing game, and I think the stats showed it. To say I did enough as a passer, you know, I threw for over 23,000 pass yards. I know that's not a lot compared to the great ones, but I also rushed for 6,000 yards. And it's close to 30,000 total yards. So, I mean, I did what I needed to do. I got first downs when I needed. I scrambled when I needed. But I will say this, you know, I worked tremendously hard to, you know, become a better passer. And when I got with Andy Reid, that happened. I wanted to do it early on in my career. And it took away from my game, and I kind of wonder if that's what, you know, Cam is going through right now, because you get so much in your head that you start to think too much and you don't play your game. So I'm pleased with the way I played, and I'm pretty sure a lot of kids who idolized me appreciated it, and certainly a ton of the guys that's playing now who grew up watching me appreciate it. So, you know, it was good. It was good and it was bad. Good thing is I made it out with no injuries.
All right, Michael, that is a good thing. I know you were with the Pittsburgh a few years ago with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin decided keep the guys in the locker room. He didn't want them getting criticized for what they were doing with a tribute for the national anthem yesterday, or a protest, or whatever you would want to call it. If you're a football player in that locker room, if you're a leader on that team, maybe a starting quarterback, how are you reacting to all of this? What are you going through in the lead up to a week and a national anthem when you know all eyes are going to be on you?
Well, I would say this. I'm the quarterback. I'm the leader of the team. I consult with my guys, and we'll make a collective decision on what we think is best and most appropriate. And that's the stance we'll take, whether it's kneeling, standing in the locker room, locking arms. But it will be some form of unity. And, you know, I think in NFL locker rooms, unity is always, you know, at the forefront. You know, guys of different denominations, backgrounds. We come from different places. But that brotherhood and that love is a bond that can't be broken. And, you know, I wouldn't make a decision, you know, without those guys, because, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we are one. So, you know, I would take that approach, and I think they would all respect it.
I'm Michael Vick, is studio analyst for Fox's NFL kickoff pregame show airing this Sunday at 11 a.m. I think people who heard you here, they heard your perspective. They're going to be very willing to hear you and watch you on TV. Terrific job with us, and hopefully we can do this again sometime. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Thank you.
All right, there it is. Michael Vick joining us there. Had some very positive things to say about DeShone Kizer that may have some Browns fans thinking, All right, maybe slow down, pump the brakes a little bit.
Well, first off, you shouldn't be hammering the gas on any of that stuff three games in, win or lose. I mean, good God, Bob Griffin was fantastic his first season in the NFL, so he's still got a lot to go through. But you do want to pick up the pace. I'm a little bit surprised by that. I want to break down some of those comments coming up tomorrow morning. Big thanks to Daryl. Big thanks to Michael. Big thanks to Jim Donovan, who all joined us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.